flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
Shanti. Urdhva Moolah Madashyakam Ashwattham Prahurabhyah Chandasi Yasya Parnani Yastam Vedasa Vedavita. They speak of an eternal Ashwattha tree, with its roots above and branches below. Its leaves are the Vedic hymns, and one who knows the secret of this tree is Vedavida, knower of the Vedas. This is from chapter 15, verse 1. Of Bhagavad Gita. The world has been compared to the tree, the Ashwattha tree, the people, the banyan tree. It's upside down. The roots are above, and then there is a trunk going down, and then there are branches. The world has been compared to this inverted, reverse, inverse tree. Roots are above, branches are below. The leaves are the Vedic hymns. Chandasi yasya parnani. Yastam Vedasa Vedavida. One who knows this tree, one who knows the secret of this tree, is the real knower of the Vedas. And the same description of the tree has been repeated in some of the Upanishads, like Kathopanishad, and few other. Marginal references here and there in the scriptures of Hinduism. And Baba has mentioned in today's Murli that you are the trunk. You are the foundation of this tree. Urdvamulam madashyakam. This is inverted. So the trunk is above, along with two leaves, and there is seed. And trunk is ever connected to the root, to the seed, and two leaves. You are the trunk. You are the ancestors, the progenitors, the forefathers of this world. The Ashwatha tree keeps changing. It's not the same. That's why this world has been compared to this tree. It is ever changing. It's upside down. Ashvattham pravuravyayam. So you are at the roots. You are the main foundations. So the responsibility of the world rests on you. You are Purvaj. Unlimited maturity should surround you. And then on the other side, Baba has given the present scenario of the world. The world is in turmoil, distressed. Everybody is searching something which they don't have. And what they have? They have all the wealth and all the riches of the world, all the facilities and all the paraphernalia, all the conveniences, and yet there is a missing link, and yet they are unhappy, and yet they are saying, not this, not this, not this. Neti, neti, neti. They are really tired. They need peace, they need real happiness. They need comfort and ease, the real comfort. They are just searching. And Baba said, it is your task, it is your duty. Are you aware of this? Do you remember this all the time? You are the Shama, the light. Who will dispel the darkness of this world? You are the lamp that will show the path to the wandering worldlings. Whatever you do here, that will reach to your Vanshavali, your creation. Whatever is your vritti, that vritti will change the atmosphere of the world. Your drishti will induce a sense of brotherhood in them. If you remember the Father, your remembrance will make them believe that the Father has come. Whatever actions, karmas you do here, that will ignite their hopes and they will get motivated for the highest code of conduct. So you are responsible, you are powerful, you are ancestors, you are forefathers and progenitors of this world. You are the main foundation of this world. If you remember this, you yourself will get rid of all the limited things and waste things. So never forget who you are and what you have to do. You are the divine healers. And the world is diseased. They need healing sessions. So Baba has reminded us of our duties. When you have these many things to do, how can you just rest still? Just as science has got subtle things, subtle energies, you also should work now on that subtle levels. Stop throwing baby bombs. If you want atomic explosion, you should have bombs of attainments. The arrows should reach hearts, not the brains. This is the deal from the heart, not just of the brain. Stimulate the wheel of seva that will cause direct transformation. Work at a very subtle level. And the subtlest thing is sankalp, thought. And the subtlest thing is vritti, drishti, love, cooperation. The world needs this. And this was a Murli in 1981, where Baba is describing the situation of the world. And now it is the worst. There is a growing dissatisfaction everywhere. There is lingering sorrow. People are suffering. So much chaos in the world of spirituality, in the world of politics, in the world of science, in the world of entertainment. You take up any branch, any field, any department, and you see utter hollowness. The Murli has used many such words as lamp, light, tree, foundation, trunk. There is a lot of repetitions. But the beauty is it is conveying a deep message that you have many things to do which are yet undone. Get ignited, get ready, realize what you have to do. And as I said, the world needs healing. That is the task. that each one of us has to do. So these ancestors have got 6 type of duties. The Murli has mentioned 6 duties. The first duty is you become Shama, light. You become lamp and show the path. The second is whatever you do here will reach. Rajyoga is not about sitting at one place in lotus posture and meditating. Rajyoga is the state of being, not doing. It is the state of awareness, self-awareness all the time. Because whatever you do here is going to reach the world. If you are full of waste, the waste will reach the world. If you are full of vices, the vices will reach the world. If you are full of confusion, the same confusion will penetrate the world. If you live on a lower consciousness, the same thing will go there. Elevate yourself. Move up. Because you are the foundation. You are at the roots. Urdhvamoolam madashakam ashvattham pravuravyayam. Don't forget that we are the roots. We are the trunk. We are the foundation. We are the ancestors. It is not about superiority, spiritual superiority. It's about the truth. It's about responsibility. It's about being more aware. It is not fueling our ego. Rather, it is inducing a sense of greater responsibility. The third is, your vritti will change the atmosphere of the world. Spiritual weather creator, spiritual weather generator, yesterday Baba said. So your vritti will change the vibration, that is the third work. And the fourth, your vision, your drishti will create a sense of brotherhood in them. Fifth, you remember the father and they will know that the father has come. The world is unaware. And yet, the world is unaware, they don't know that such a divine knowledge exists. And the sixth duty of yours is your karmas, your actions, charitra, they will induce highest character. They will ignite the flames of their pure desires to reach the character of highest code of conduct. So these are the 6 duties of the ancestors. Keep reminding yourself what I have to do. When we come down, the whole creation will come down. When you move up, the whole creation will move up. And they are really in sorrow, in suffering, in distress. Even the physical diseases which were there in 1980s and now, there's a huge difference. They have increased by leaps and bounds. There is one sorrow and then there is another sorrow. There is a series of sorrows. A dog was moving around a railway track. And suddenly his tail got cut. The dog was suffering. The dog started searching the piece of the tail on the same track. And the other railway came and decapitated him. The head was lost for the want of tail. Something is lost, you search something, and then you lose further. There is a conflict, and you want to resolve the conflict. You sit down to discuss, and the discussion turns into a debate. And it converts into enmity. No matter what you do, it leads to further disturbance. The humanity is moving from lesser disturbance to higher disturbance. To lesser confusion to higher confusion. From lesser sorrow to higher sorrow. No matter what they do. Everywhere. The confusion is rampant. Just looking at the scenario of the world. You have to know now what I have to do. Baba said, this is your job, this is your occupation. Are you aware of it? All the time. Or when you go to your work field, you just forget everything. And all these things appear too idealistic or perfectionism, impractical. How to make these teachings practical? It will start with me. It will start with the thought. Science is using subtle energies. No one ever thought that. The smallest thing in this world is the atom. And no one ever thought that if you break this atom, it will lead to explosion. And Einstein was so happy to think of this discovery, but he was extremely unhappy when Hiroshima and Nagasaki were exploded with the same invention. He never thought that what he did will lead to this. Even if the scientists have goodwill, good wishes for the world, whatever they do, if the same scientific thing comes in the wrong hands, it can lead to devastation. So be alert, be aware. Remember who you are. Om Shanti.